弟兄姊妹们早。
Good morning, brothers and sisters.
今天早晨我们一起来看我们最熟悉的主导文。
Today we're gonna learn the Lord's Prayer.
我相信我们很多人都会背，对不对？
I believe a lot of us know the Lord's Prayer by heart.
这些日子当我在默想主导文的时候，我里面觉得有一些得着。
And these days when I was thinking about the Lord's Prayer, I have this feeling.
所以我想早晨在这里与大家一同分享。
So this morning I want to share this with you.
那主导文我们都很熟，我们好不好？我们一起读一遍或背一遍。
Let us read or say or read aloud the Lord's Prayer together.
我不晓得我们 PowerPoint 有没有主导文的这个经节。OK， 好，帮助有人不会背，我们就可以一起看。好，会背的我请你把眼睛闭起来，用我们用闭眼睛的方式容易思索主的话。
If you know it by heart, then just say it out loud.
好，我们一起来，不要快，好。
Slowly.
我们在天上的父，愿人都尊你的名为圣，愿你的国降临，愿你的旨意行在地上，如同行在天上。我们日用的饮食，今日赐给我们，免我们的债，如同我们免了人的债，不叫我们遇见试探，救我们脱离凶恶，因为国度、权柄、荣耀全是你的，直到永远。阿门。我们一起祷告。
Let us pray.
主，我们把主啊早晨的聚会交在你的手中。
Lord, this morning we put this meeting in your hand.
你是我们的神。
Because you are a God.
你是我们的父。
You are a father.
你是我们的君王。
And you are our king.
你是教会的元首。
And you are the head of this church.
我们求你早晨你的宝座设立在这里。
So this morning we ask that your throne will be set among us.
叫你圣灵的河流在这里自由的涌流。
So that your living water will flow among us.
充满在教会的里面。
To fill your church.
在这里没有人的声音。
In here, we don't hear people's voice.
没有仇敌的权势。
There's no power from the evil.
只有主与我们在这里。
But only our Lord who is with us.
你向我们说你心中亲切的话。
So say to our heart your word.
加我们的力量。
To strengthen us.
叫我们知道在地上奔跑。
So that when we run on this world.
要走在你的路上。
We walk in your path.
早晨求主祝福你的教会。
So this morning, Lord, bless your church.
我们也求你自己得着荣耀。
We ask that your will be glorified.
我们奉耶稣基督的名。
In Jesus' name we pray.
Amen. 好，那我觉得主导文我们都知道，这是主耶稣在地上教导跟随他的人如何祷告的一段经文。
So the Lord's Prayer, it is when Jesus taught his disciples how to pray.
既然是主教导的，所以就很重要。
Since it is a teaching directly from Jesus, that's why it's important.
是第一要紧的。
It's most important.
但是不是唯一的祷告。
But that's not the only prayer.
因为圣经不是告诉我们吗？
Because didn't the Bible say?
说要常常喜乐。
So that we always have to rejoice. What else?
不住的祷告，对不对？
Pray unceasingly.
然后呢，凡事谢恩，这个是
we give thanks.
这是神在耶稣基督里向我们所定的旨意。
And this is the will of God that He gave us.
那不住的祷告
，to pray unceasingly.
那我们就一直走来走去，一直念主导文吗
？Man, does that mean that we walk around and we keep saying the same prayer again and again? No.
那但是呢，这个主导文是非常重要的。
But yes, the Lord's Prayer is important.
在这里面，在这我们早上想从主导文里来认识神的心意。
So here from Lord's Prayer, let us learn God's will.
还有主导文里面告诉我们重要属灵的原则。
And also in the Lord's Prayer, it tells us the important principles of our belief.
帮助我们无论在祷告或在地上生活的时候，有一个对准主的一个态度。
So that in our prayer, in our daily living, we know how to focus our thought on Christ.
所以第一句话说哈。我们在天上的父。
So that's why it started with our Father in heaven.
弟兄姊妹，当主耶稣对跟随他人说我们在天上的父。
So brothers and sisters, when the prayer started with our Father in heaven.
这句话何等的大。
How important is the beginning?
这句话里面有两个关系的出现。
And in this sentence, there are two important things.
大家看得出来是哪两个关系吗？
Can you tell me what those two things are?
我们和父，对不对？
Father.
好，我们是什么？我们弟兄姊妹。
When you talk about ours, that's the brother and sister.
就是你我，我们的一个关系建立。
You and I together.
父就是父神成为我们的父。
Father, it means that God is now our Father.
这是何等宝贵的一件事。
How precious is that?
不要以为神创造万物，所以神是所有的父，是众人的父，是众物的父。
Don't think that just because God created everything, He's the Father of everything.
因为天使也是神创造的。
Because the angels are also created by God.
天使，但是神不是说吗？神从来对哪一位天使说：“你是我的儿子，我今日生你呢？”
But God never said to any of the angels and said, "You are my son."
所以天使不能称神为父的。
So that's why the angels can never call God their father.
我们最近读彼得前书一章三节，也不是说到吗？
Didn't we just learn this from 1 Peter 1:3?
记不记得说愿颂赞归给我耶稣基督的父
？He says, "Blessed be the God and the Father of Lord Jesus Christ."
怎么样？他借着耶稣基督从死里复活，重生了我们。
That through the resurrection of Jesus Christ, we are also
resurrected. 这里有一个生命的关系。
Here we have a relationship of life.
借着主耶稣从死里复活，神生了我们，重生了我们。
Through the resurrection of Jesus Christ, now we have a new life.
所以借着耶稣基督完成的救恩，我们跟父、跟神发生了父子的关系。
So through the death of Jesus Christ, now we can call God our Father.
到最后，我们一生还要被主建立，到最后怎么样？主耶稣还要率领众子进入荣耀。
And then at the end, what will happen is Jesus will lead the many sons into glory.
弟兄姊妹，我们了不了解神跟我们之间有这个父子的关系是何等的宝贝
？So brothers and sisters, don't you recognize the preciousness of calling God our Father?
我常想，我常常没回到我们回到神当初创造世界、创造人类的时候。
Sometimes I think that if I could go back in time at the time of creation,
我看到神创造人的心意。
When I see the will of God when He created man,
弟兄姊妹，我们要让神的话在我们里面活起来。
Brothers and sisters, we need to make His word
alive in us. 这不是主
学
的故事。
It is not just a story we tell in Sunday
school. 神创造人的时候是按照他的形象、他的样式造出来的。
When God created man, He created man as His likeness and image.
然后神把创造的万物托给他们管理。
And so that all other creations is now controlled by man.
神说生养众多，遍满地面，治理这个地。
So that we will have a many, many descendants to control over this world.
所以弟兄姊妹，我们从一开始就是神所造的宝贝，是他的孩子。
So brothers and sisters, ever since the beginning, we are His precious sons.
我们都在哪里出了问题？
But then what happened?
仇敌进来，
the evil came.
把不信、不顺服放到当初所造的第一对男女的里面。
To give the undisciplined into the first couple.
所以他们犯罪堕落，从那个蒙恩的地位上失落。
So that they sin and they fall, and then now they no longer have the blessing.
我们都知道发生什么。早晨在这里擘饼聚会的时候，弟兄姊妹都被神的爱摸到。
So this morning, I think that during our breaking bread, we are all touched by God's love.
神的儿子必须来把我们从那个失落的地位上救赎回来。
God's Son must save us from this fallen position.
并且把神的儿子的生命赐给我们。
Also give us the life of His Son.
所以今天我们祷告的时候，我们能说我们。就是与众蒙恩的儿女，在天上的父。
So that's why when we prayed, we said, "Our Father, we and the Father."
这个地位是天使没有的。
And this position is higher.
是其他创造之物没有的。
Positions that no other creation has.
当主耶稣这样教导的时候
，When Jesus taught us,
主知道他要必须顺服，以至于死才能赢回这个地位。
Our Lord knew that He has to be so disciplined.
主耶稣心里很在乎神所在乎的。
To save us.
神爱我们。
God loves us.
我们失落了。
But we fell.
主耶稣来要救我们回来。
Jesus came to
save us. 主耶稣教导祷告的时候。
So when Jesus taught us how to pray,
还提醒我们要记得。
To remind us, to remember.
我们在天上的父。
That it is our Father.
这句话何等的大。
How great
is it? 愿人都尊你的名为圣。
Hallowed be your name.
不要像当初亚当夏娃一样。
Not like Adam.
没有尊你的名为圣。
They never heard.
没有相信你，没有爱你，没有顺服你。
They did not put faith in His.
今天我来要把这个地位赎回。
So today Jesus came to give us our position.
在你们祷告的时候要记得，我们在天上的父，愿人都尊你的名为圣。
So in our prayer, remember that our Father in heaven.
愿你的国降临。
Your kingdom come.
愿你的旨意行在地上，如同行在。
Your will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
这个是当初在创世纪应该有的光景。
And that's how it was supposed to be.
人失败了。
But man fell.
神的儿子来将来 这个救魂救赎回那个位置。
So Son of God came to redeem us.
弟兄姊妹，如果我们真的明白这个爱一点的话
，Brothers and sisters, if we truly understand what it meant,
因为我们不可能完全明白神的爱的。
Because we can never completely.
但是我们稍微摸到一点的话
，But if we can touch a little,
我们的心都要震惊。
Then our heart will be amazed.
一面我们要喜乐
，Because we are joyous.
另外一面。我们就不敢随便过日子。
On the other hand, we will be alert in our daily living.
我自己蒙恩这么多年
，After I've been saved so many years,
我就像一个小孩，一直接受主的恩典。
I'm still like a child receiving blessings.
我常觉得我祷告，然后主就垂听。
A lot of time I prayed and
我有需要，主就供应。
When I have need, God supplies.
我的主真是太好了。
And I think it's so great.
我跟人家做见证说主太好了。
So I come to give a testimony.
你来尝尝主恩的滋味，就知道什么是美善。
When you've tasted God's kindness, then you know what it is.
但有一件一个经历让我开始。反过来对神父神的心意有一点认识。
But then there's one time that now I start to know God.
摸到一点。
I touch a little bit of His will.
就是当我自己做父母以后。
Is after when I became a parent.
我记得我的老大在一岁多的时候。
I remember my first daughter.
他有一天早上几个小时之内三次发生那个像癫痫症一样的痉挛。
There is a couple times that she was going into.
就是 in one morning, it happened three times.
In one morning, it happened three times.
然后我们就把她带到医生的诊所去。
So we took her to a doctor.
医生就把她送到对面医院的急诊室去。
The doctor sent her to the emergency room.
然后她在那里抽搐。
And then she was still seizing.
然后呢，结果那医生就说这只有三种可能。
Having seizures, so the doctor said there's only three
possibilities. 一个就是脑子里长了瘤。
One said that she may have a tumor in her brain.
一个就是她得了癫痫症。
Or maybe she just have seizures.
如果这两个都不是，那就是一个不知道名字的怪病。
If it's not these two, then she has some other disease that we don't know.
所以我们要做检查。
So that's why we have to run tests on her.
那这个包括这个最简单的抽血啊，抽脊髓啊，照脑波啊，好照那个脑的 scan 脑部的扫描啊。
Including blood tests, CAT scan and a bone marrow test.
呀，这个是很对一岁多的孩子来说是很多的测试。
For a child that is one and a half, it is a lot of testing.
我就记得他们把他放在医院的床上。
And I remember they put her on the
因为是小孩子的床。
It is a bed for a little baby.
就像个笼子一样。
So the bed looks like.
就把这个孩子放在那个笼子里面。
So they put the baby into.
然后有 IV 在他的手上，那个点滴的管子在他手上。
And then there's a tube connected to her arm.
我们就推着那个铁笼子的床带他去做扫描。
And I was sitting in her bed to do the CAT scan.
那这一路上呢，他就一直不肯躺在里面，就一直要站起来，然后一直站起来，因为车子在动，就一直跌倒，就撞来撞去。
On the whole way, she wanted to stand up in her cage, but she couldn't because the car was moving, so she was falling down.
那每次一撞，那就更痛。
And every time she fell, she felt pain.
跟父母分开是心痛。
And then she was feeling hurting.
撞到那个铁笼子是肉痛，头痛。
Physically and emotionally, she was hurt.
那个哭就是停不下来的。
She was crying nonstop.
然后等到了扫描室了。
Until she got to the scanner.
医护人员说对不起，你们不能进来，因为这里面有放射线。
And the nurse says the parents cannot come in.
那就必须让她进去。
So we have to let her go.
一岁多的孩子，你根本跟她解释不清楚。
One and a half year old, you can't explain this.
她推进去之后，里面一个大桶子，然后要把它放到你怎么都知道那个大桶，然后把那孩子放在那个床上推进去去照。
So there's this tube. They took this case. Into these two for
然后整个房间的气温是特别低，因为是那个机器房，所以很冷。
And the whole room was cold, so that the machine can keep cool.
身上只穿了一个医院的小袍子，还有一个尿片。
And on her, there's only this little cloth.
你想对这个孩子来说，这是很大的一个恐怖的经历。
So I think for this little child,
然后父母也不准进来。
The parents couldn't come in.
我们就听到他在里面哭了40分钟。
So that we heard her crying nonstop for
40 minutes. 最后检查做完了，把他推出来。
Until the end, when the scan was
推到病房里面。
Back to her room.
然后不到地方，我看到他在那个笼子里。
And then I saw her in the cage, still in that cage.
我看他一头都是汗，因为哭的。
I saw her is full of tears.
整个脸上还有眼泪。
The whole face is just dry.
人是睡着了。
She was asleep.
但是眉头皱得紧紧的。
But yet her face was crumbled.
然后手那还是握着拳头。
And her hand was.
你看到在睡觉中都没有安息。
So we knew that she was not peaceful.
看着这个孩子，想到说他如果是脑瘤。
And then I saw her and I thought if it was a brain tumor.
那怎么办
？Then what would I do？
他从小就身体瘦弱，常常生病。
Then ever since she was always been weak。
如果要开刀，我觉得他承受不了。
If we needed to put brain surgery on her, I don't think she can stand it。
如果他是癫痫症。
If she has seizures，
我不知道癫痫症，我们有朋友得癫痫，他随时可以发。你在开车的时候，你在走路的时候，你在睡觉的时候，你随时都可以发作的。
I had a friend who has seizures. Sometimes it comes even when you're middle of the driving, you just seize up.
那你不能控制，然后你就会昏过去。
You can't control it, and basically you just lose consciousness.
然后你才会慢慢醒过来。
And slowly you recover.
我 想到一个孩子将来一生有这么大一个阴影在他身上，何等的可怕。
Thought about for a little child, if that's what she had to go through, that's just too scary.
那若是他是一个得了不知名的怪病，那更糟糕。
Or yet, if she got the third possibility, if she had an unknown disease, that's worse.
那这个事你要怎么解决？
So what should I do?
所以我站在他的病床旁边。
So I stood beside her bed.
我就一直祷告。
And I prayed.
我跟主说。
And I said to God.
我说主，我只有一个祷告。
And I said, God, I only have one prayer.
我说主，我这次是很不合理，可能很愚昧。
And I said, Lord, maybe my request is unreasonable.
但是主，我只有这一个祷告。
But Lord, I only have one prayer.
就是主啊，无论他是什么病。
I said, Lord, doesn't matter what disease she has.
我说主，我求你把这个病给我。
And I said, so Lord, put this disease on me.
所以他可以活下去。
So that she can live.
我说主，把病给我。
And I said, Lord, give me.
是脑瘤，把脑瘤给我。
If it's a brain tumor, let me have it.
是癫痫症，把癫痫症给我。
If it's seizures, let me have it.
是不知名的怪病，把那个病给我。
If it's an unknown disease, let me
have it. 好叫他得活。
So that she can.
我就是这样一直祷告，一直祷告。我这个人不是那么不合理，但那时候我只能想到这个祷告。
And that's the only prayer I had at that time.
当我迫切祷告的时候。
When I was praying earnestly.
突然。神说话。
All of a sudden, the Lord speaks.
神说，因此我叫我的儿子为你舍命。
The Lord said, "It is because of that that my son died for you."
知道，突然一下，我这个人不在病房里。
So all of a sudden, I'm no longer in that room.
好像我这个人被提到天上的宝座旁边。
I felt like that I was taken.
我不是真的去。是我一下子摸到坐在宝座上父神的心。
Not that physically I was there, but I felt like I was taken.
按照他的形象样式，他所造的。
That God created us in His likeness and image.
他所爱的。
In His love.
他把生命树赐给他们的。
He gave us His life.
把万有赐给他们一起享受管理。
Oh.
犯罪以至于要永远灭亡。
Now that we sinned and we had eternal death.
这些他所爱的不能救自己。
And all these he loved cannot save themselves.
There is no way out for these people.
There's no way out for sinners.
在神看没有办法自救。
In God's eyes, there's no other way.
神只有一个想法。
So God only has one thought.
我去救他们。
That I will go save.
我去代替他们。
I will go replace.
神的儿子了解父神的心意，甘愿来到地上。
God's son understands His will and He came to us.
完成父神的旨意。
To complete God's
will. 他为我们的罪。成为我们的代价，挂在十字架上。
The sins He died for us.
主成为我们的代替。
And the Lord is now our substitute.
我的罪归到主身上。
My sin came to the Lord.
我当受的审判，主受了。
The judgment that I'm supposed to take in, He took.
主救赎了我。
The Lord save us.
那一天当我这样祷告的时候，神一说话，我突然明白这件事。
And on that day during my prayer, that's the one thing I understood.
第一次从只知道领受恩典的孩子，一下有一点体会到父亲的心。
It is from that moment that I was just a student receiving blessings. Now I touch His will.
弟兄姊妹，我们若是真知道主有爱有多少。
So brothers and sisters, if we truly know how deep His love is,
我们心里就会被这个爱深深感动。
Then our heart will be touched.
我们会爱他。
That we'll love Him back.
我们会甘心顺服他。
That we will want to be disciplined.
不是人勉强我们。
Not that man
asks us to do what. 不是人提醒我们。
Not that we have to be reminded.
不用人教导我们。
We don't need to be taught.
我们若摸到一点，我们就自然爱他。
If we can touch His will, then we will love Him.
甘心把自己归给他。
Willingly follow.
相信顺服他。
To believe and follow.
所以弟兄姊妹，我不知道我们每一天遇到什么环境，但是你要知道，我们在天上的父这句话何等的大。
So brothers and sisters, I don't know what type of circumstances you're in. Understand that it is our Father in heaven.
这个爱何等的深。
How deep is His love?
这要影响我们的生活。
And that should change and transform our lives.
我们会说，愿人都尊你的名为圣。
So that Your will be done.
我们罪人得罪你。我们不认识你。
When the sinners offended him, we didn't know him.
做事伤你的心。
We did things that offended him.
我们没有尊你伟大。
We did not hallow his name.
我们人做人就会变。
Then we will start changing.
早晨一早上起来，你想到我们在天上的父啊。
First thing in the morning, remember our Father in heaven.
你是何等的爱我。
How He loved us.
我感谢你。
And how we thank you.
让我今天在遵从你的旨意生活。
So that today let me hallow your name.
不要让你在我身上遇见失败。
So that we will not fail.
我早晨还要来认识你。
So this morning, let us come to you.
让我来读你的话。
Let me read your word.
让我来吃生命树的果。
Let me eat the fruits of the tree of life.
让我在一天的里面与你同行。
So that my whole day I walk.
让我的生命成长。
So that my life will grow.
在我个人身上。
And on me.
在我的家里。
In my family.
在我的公司里。
In my
workplace. 在我学校里。
At my school.
在教会里。
At my church.
愿人看见我。尊你的名为圣。
Let people see me hallow your name.
愿我的尊你为圣，影响人尊你为圣。
Let me hallow your name so that others do too.
愿你的国降临在我们当中。
So that your kingdom come.
什么叫做国降临呢？
What does it mean for the kingdom to come?
我自己觉得最重要一件事。
I believe the most important
thing. 一个国有国的宝座。
Is that in the kingdom there's a throne?
有他的元首。
There's a king.
有他的权柄。
There is a ruler.
我们要让神他的宝座
，that God and
His kingdom, 他的权柄
，His throne and His
在我们生命中显出来
，His sovereignty revealed through us.
叫他的国降临在我们当中
，so that His kingdom come to us.
他的旨意行在地上
，that His
行在天上
，will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
叫他的旨意通行
，so that His will be done.
弟兄姊妹，叫神的旨意通行，不是说一说。
So that when we say that His will to be done, it's not just a saying.
因为很多时候我们要付代价。
A lot of time we have to pay the price.
连主耶稣自己在客西马尼园。
Even Jesus at the Garden of Gethsemane.
他为着要面对所要面对的征战。
For all the battles he has to fight.
他祷告，圣经怎么描述
？He prayed, and what does the Bible say?
他说汗如血点。
He says that his sweat drops like blood, drop on the ground.
他说父啊，若是可行。
Said, Lord, if it is your will,
请你把这个杯挪去。
Please take away this cup.
但是
，but
不要照我的意思。
Do not do it according to my will.
要照你的意思。
According to yours.
主知道他来到地上是为什么。
The Lord knew why he came to the world.
但是当圣洁的主要面对那个黑暗的权势的时候
，but when a holy Christ had to face
要将全人类的罪归在自己身上，面对父神审判的时候
，when he needed to take on the sin of all to face judgment.
他也软弱
，Even he was weak.
他祷告
，He prayed.
若是可以
，And said, if it is your will,
把这个杯拿走
，Then take away this cup.
但是不要照我的意思
，But don't do it according to my will.
要照你的意思
，According to yours.
所以弟兄们，我们说照主意思的时候，很多时候是要付代价的。
Brothers and sisters, when we say yours will be done, we sometimes have to pay a price, not easy.
但是神的儿子自己都这样，因着苦难学会了顺从。
But even the Son of God had to learn that lesson.
他把路走过去了。
He walked his way.
天使出现，加他的力量。
And the angel strengthened him.
主耶稣为我们成为那个属天道路的先锋。
So Jesus now is the pioneer of this new way.
他经过。
He passed,
他得胜。
He was victorious.
他也把这个得胜的生命赐给我们。
He now gives us his overcoming life.
也把这个顺服父神以至于死的道路赐给我们。
And also give us a life of this.
弟兄姊妹，我们抵挡罪还没有到死的地步。
Brothers and sisters, maybe we have to fight sin until the day we die.
但是我们要有受苦的心智。
But then let us prepare our heart.
我们因为认识父的爱。
Because we know God's love.
认识父在做成的是什么事？
We know that what God has already done.
他要带我们进入荣耀的这个结局。
He wants to take us into a glorified
ending. 我们就在这个过程中不害怕，而说主，愿你的国降临，愿你的旨意通行在我的生命。
So that on this path, let us be strong and say that yours will be done.
我们的孩子，不是我们的孩子，我们年轻人，昨天礼拜五的时候分享一个见证。
That the youth group share a testimony on.
很简单一个见证。
Very easy testimony.
但是呢，也不简单的实行。
But then it's something hard to do.
这个小姊妹花钱很节省。
A young sister, who is really frugal.
一毛不拔。
She is.
能省则省。
She doesn't want to spend any money.
她这天去吃饭。
One day she went out to eat.
还是去买东西，我不知道哈。结果人家找钱，多找了她十块钱。
And someone was giving her change and gave her extra $10.
十块对她是很大。
To her, $10 was a lot.
一毛不拔的人，十块是很大的。
For someone who is truly cheap, $10 is a lot.
她跟同学一起。
And she was with her friends.
那同学就说：“哎呀，你今天真是赚了。”
And then the friend says, "Oh, you made money today."
她说跟同学分手，她就坐在车子里。
And then she was in her car.
她想了很久。
And she thought about it.
她说她真的很挣扎。
And she said she truly had a struggle.
她说她自己是一个爱钱的人。
Because she's someone who loves money.
所以这个十块钱，她真的觉得蛮大。
And this $10 meant a lot to her. And she thought about it for half a
day.
She prayed for it.
后来她就决定把那十块钱还给那个店员。
Then she made a decision. She went back and gave the $10 extra change back to the
salesperson. 她把钱还给他之后，
When she gave back that
$10, 她说那个店员感激的不得了。
She said the cashier was grateful.
但她说她自己喜乐的不得了。
But more importantly, she was peaceful.
我们开玩笑说，你拿那十块钱去吃什么东西，一定会拉肚子。
And then we made a joke to her that said, if you use that $10 to buy candy, you would have diarrhea.
但是你知道顺服主是有代价的。
But I tell you that following the Lord's word comes with a price, not easy.
哦，但是我们要相信。
But we have to have faith.
然后跟他说，跟神每天早上起来就是主啊，愿你的国降临在我的生命。
So every morning, let us proclaim.
今天你愿你的国降临。
That your kingdom come.
愿你的旨意通行，就好像在天上一样。
Your will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
我每天上班，我一定到办公室，我分别我的办公室为圣。
Every time when I go to work, I set apart my workplace.
我说主，你是我办公室的主。
And I said, Lord, this workplace, you are the Lord. You are the Lord of my department.
我去开会的时候，
when I go to meetings,
我们要负责代表我们的 department 要发表什么事情或参与什么事。
Whatever I have to say representing my department.
我就祷告说，主啊，你说话，我说话。
Pray that it is Lord you are speaking.
你来替我们说话，因为你是我们 department 的主。
You will speak for me because you are the Lord of my department.
对不对？我们找工作，我都讲过。
When we try to find work,
只有三个原则。
There's only
我每次找工作说主第一绝对不能影响我对你我在你面前的侍奉。
Every time I need to look for a new job, three principles. First is it cannot hinder my work to you.
第二不能影响我在对家人的照顾。
Secondly, it cannot hinder my relationship with my family.
第三，你赐给我这么好工作，你要给我能力把它做好。
And then thirdly is whatever job you give me, you have to give me power to do it.
对不对？好，就是我们把这一切奉献在主的手中。
So then let us give our all to our Lord.
在家里。
At our
我们起来为我们的家人祷告
Let us pray for
为我们的配偶
pray for our spouse,
为我们的父母
parents,
为我们的儿女
children,
为我们的儿孙女祷告
grandchildren
你不要觉得有的时候你看见这个人不管他是谁哈你想了真是没盼望
Sometimes you look at someone and say this person
你觉得他好刚硬
Maybe that person
你觉得这个不可能的事
too prideful
弟兄姊妹不重要主说怎么样我们要祷告我们在天上的父我们照祷告不误啊对不对
But it doesn't matter how strong this
愿你的国降临在他身上
So that his kingdom will come to
this person 愿你的旨意行在他身上如同行在天上
And his will be done on him
主耶稣说要这样祷告
Jesus said that
虽然我在他身上一点影子天的影子都看不到
Even though this person seems hopeless
但是我们按照主的教导来祷告
But through God's teaching
因为做事的是主
Because it is God who is working.
神的心意是要他得罪。
God's will is to save him.
神说我看到没有人代求就怎么样。
God said if no one intercedes, then
就怎么样很欢喜，就很诧异，对不对？若是你们认识我多爱这个人，你就不会为他祷告。
If you recognize how the Lord loved this man, then you will pray for him.
我想到我们当中一个姊妹的见证。
Thought about another testimony from a sister.
我们弟兄姊妹可能都略微听过，就是婷婷姊妹。
Maybe you've heard it is a testimony from Ting Ting.
她到美国来生老二。生第二个孩子。
When she came to give her second child.
那么一个月之后，脑腔出血送急诊。
After a month, she had a blood.
被怀疑是虐待这个孩子。
They thought that it was a child.
很快的，这个笃信佛教的先生就被关进监狱。
So very quickly, the husband who was a Buddhist was put in prison.
两个孩子送到不同的领养foster home.
Two children got sent to foster home.
他变成单单一个人。
And the mom now she's alone at home.
他来到神面前得救了。
And then she came to her,
她开始为这些事情祷告，教会为她祷告，一起征战。
The church prayed with her.
愿神得荣耀。
So that God's name will be glorified.
这是去年八月的事，到今年现在，神真的大得荣耀。
You know that it happened in last August. Now
我们姊妹得救了。
Now our sister is saved.
她的妈妈来帮她照顾孩子，得救了。
Her mom that came to take care of the children, she is saved.
她的外婆到美国来帮助她的妈妈照顾这个孙子，得救了。
The grandma that came to help out also was saved.
她的先生在监狱里得救了。
The father who was in prison is now saved.
她先生的父母在上海一房子的这个偶像。
And his father's parents, who was filled with idols in their house,
这个公公婆婆都得救了。
Even the grandparents are saved.
除去偶像。
All the idols are gone away. All baptized in Christ's name.
当我们看到说哇，我们都觉得祷告真的有力量，来一个救一个。
And then we saw how powerful prayer is. Each one of them, one by one, is saved. The ones that not even here, they are saved.
妹妹，结果这个婷婷的外婆告诉我们一件事情。
Her brothers and sisters, it is.
她受浸之前跟我们分享。
Before the grandparent was saved, she gave us this testimony.
她 说，我的母亲就是等于是真外婆，婷婷的真外，我的母亲是一个虔诚的基督徒。
And she said, "Your great, the great grandmother." 她
一天到晚祷告。
And she prayed unceasingly.
她教育受的不多。
Even though she was not much educated, but she loved the Lord.
一天到晚祷告，我就常常听到她在那里念。
Day and night she would pray.
她跟主的关系好得不得了。
And she had a great relationship with the Lord.
她最奇特一件事。
And one thing amazing.
有一天，她告诉她的家人。
He said one day this great grandmother said. And said Jesus said.
某年某月某日几点？
Whatever day, whatever time.
我要回天家。
That I will go to heaven.
她讲的话，这人还好好的。
And when she said that, she was well.
那大家都很稀奇。
Everyone was shocked.
但是因为她常跟主讲话，就主就告诉她这件事情。
Because she prayed unceasingly, the Lord told her that.
等到了那一天。
And until that day.
她说很有意思，早上这个曾外婆就起来打扫房子。
So this great grandmother.
收拾整齐干净。
Clean up that house on that day.
穿上自己很喜欢的衣服。
Put on her best dress.
把儿孙辈都叫来。
Call all her grandchildren.
说完最后的话。
Just tell them her last words.
躺在她的床上。
Then she started lying down on her bed.
时间到了。
When the time came.
真的被主接走。
She was taken.
好，这个圣经蛮特别的。
That's a great.
不是每一个人都会遇见的。
I don't think we all can experience.
但是你知道吗？因为她天天祷告。
But then, don't you know,
她也为儿女祷告。
It's because she prayed for her children.
我常常想她走的那个时候。
I thought that the time when she left was taken.
她的女儿是没有信主的。
The daughter was not safe at that time.
她的孙女也是没有信主。
The grandchildren were not safe at that time.
更糟糕是她的曾孙女还嫁到一个拜偶像的家庭。
And her great granddaughter was married to a Buddhist.
我说对于这个老姊妹来说，
so for this old sister,
我这一辈子的祷告好像都没有得到答应。
At that moment, it seemed like that all her prayer was not answered.
但是哪里知道几十年之后，
but then how you know that many years after,
不仅她自己的女儿。孙女、曾孙女都得救了。
Not only her daughter, granddaughter, and great granddaughter were saved.
连她的曾孙女嫁入的婆家都离弃偶像，归向。
Even the in-laws of her great granddaughter were saved.
弟兄姊妹，不要小看我们的祷告。
Brothers and sisters, don't ever belittle.
我们若照着神的心意祷告。
If you pray according to His will,
神必要做事。
God will answer.
我们在天上的父。
That our Father in heaven.
愿人都尊你的名为圣。
Hallowed be your name.
愿我尊你为圣。
Let me hallow.
愿我的儿女尊你为圣。
My children hallow.
愿我的配偶尊你为圣，愿我的父母尊你为圣，愿我的子子孙孙尊你为圣，愿你的国降临在我的生命里，在我的家族里面，在我的所有的子子孙孙里面，愿你的旨意通行在他们的身上，如同在我的在天上。弟兄姊妹，我们要这样祷告。要知道仇敌是不甘心的，总是叫我们下沉，所以真理叫我们自由，要来认识神的心意，认识神的话，不要小看。
Don't belittle the prayer.
但是要知道，当我们愿意的时候，常常是有代价的。
But when we were willing, we have to pay a price.
我们愿不愿意顺服？
Are you willing to be disciplined?
小的代价就是那个姊妹损失是不损失，还了那个十块钱。
Maybe a small price to pay is the $10 you have to give.
大的代价可能你祷告一辈子没有看见你的祷告的。
Maybe the big price of the praise is you never see your prayer being answered.
有的时候是我们生命要付出代价。
Sometimes it's your life has to pay a price.
但是要相信主耶稣这样教我们祷告，主就负责。
But have faith that Jesus taught us how to pray.
在讲到说神的旨意最重要之后，讲到我们的需要。
And then after we talk about God's will, we talk about our needs.
我们今天我们日用的饮食，今日赐给我们。
Give us this day our daily bread.
我想这个我们都有学习。常常我们的需要我们祷告主就供应，不是吗？
We need the Lord's
supply. 大大小小的事主供应，不是吗？
Big things, small things, the Lord's
supply. 在这一句话里面，我觉得有个很重要的原则。
In this sentence, there is one important principle.
弟兄姊妹们，先求什么？神的国和神的义。
We should seek first His kingdom and His will.
你们所需要的都要加给你们。
Then what you need will be supplied.
对，先求神的国降临，对不对？
So、first,
先求神的。所以即使在我的需要里面，还是不脱离那个原则，神第一。
So that whatever I need,
神最重要。
The first principle is God's first.
我们不论是找工作，
matter, if you're looking for a job,
找伴侣，
looking for a spouse,
各样的事上，我们先求神的国。
All things we need, seek His kingdom first.
你就发现，其实我们把神放第一的时候，他就把我们放第一。
Then you know that if you put God in first place, He will put you in first place.
这是我们常常经历的，弟兄姊妹。我想这一点我不用多说。像梁弟兄跟我们在念书的时候，我们的同学都一整天都在学校里花时间上课，忙着做作业、做 project。
When Brother Timothy was in class, all his teammates, a classmate, spent all his time studying.
但是那个时候我们常有一个祷告。
But at that time, Timothy and I had this prayer.
兄弟，我们是聚会很多的。
Brothers and sisters, we have a lot of meetings.
我们主日聚会没有话讲。
Sunday, of course.
主日下午有各种的侍奉聚会、练诗聚会、什么各样的追求聚会。
Sunday afternoon, maybe the worship team, other meetings, bunch of meetings.
礼拜二是教会祷告聚会。
Tuesday night, prayer night.
礼拜三呢，常常是教会出去探望的聚会。
And then Wednesday is when we go out to visit.
礼拜四常常有预查的聚会。
Thursday, we pre-study
about. 礼拜五有青年聚会。
Friday, youth groups.
那时候有一阵子，礼拜六早上都有追求聚会，一连几个礼拜的一个讲题。
And then sometimes Saturday morning, we
meet. 我们天天都在教会里面。
So every day we come to church.
因为我们爱神,
because we love God,
追求侍奉神是我们的正业,
and we want to seek God first.
但是学生是我们的地上主量给我们的一个位置，一个责任。
But also at that time our responsibility was students.
所以我们就跟主祷告,
so at that time we prayed.
说主啊，你知道做学生是我们的职责。
And he said, Lord, you know that we are students.
但是侍奉你是我们的正业。
But first off, our full-time job is to worship.
对，请你帮助我们，不要花太多时间在我们的副业上。
So help us not to spend too much time studying.
结果主真的帮助我们。
So the Lord help us.
我们都是功课成绩非常好。
That we were good students.
梁弟兄是拿全额奖学金。
Timothy had full scholarship.
我们都在没有毕业的时候工作就等着我们。
And then before we graduated, we had job offers.
我们有同学毕业一年之后还没找到工作。
Other classmates, they finished graduating, they never got a job.
所以我们深深的经历到说，神第一的时候，我们把神放第一的时候，他就把我们放第一。
So we experience how when you put God first, God put you on first.
所以讲到日用的饮食，今日赐给我们。
So when we talk about give us this day our daily
讲到我们生活的需要。
Talk about the needs our
要带到神面前来。
Well, we have to take it to the Lord.
但是仍然记得他是第一。
But remember, God first.
免了我们的债，如同我们免了人的债。
Forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors.
这里有两前后两句，对不对？
So two sentences.
免了我们的债。
Forgive our debts.
弟兄姊妹们，我们的债免了吗？
Brothers, are your debts forgiven?
我们的债免了没有？
Are your debts forgiven?
免了，对不对？
I tell you, it is forgiven.
我们前天晚上读那个彼得前书第四章，讲到基督台前的审判，神家里的审判。
When we talked about 1 Peter chapter 4, the judgment of God's
house. 我问孩子们说，神家里的审判，神家里的人会不会遇见审判下地狱？
He said that even people of God's house, we have to face judgment too.
会被判下地狱。 弟兄姊妹，会不会？
Do you have to?
神家里的人会不会被判下地狱？
不会， Christians be deemed down to hell? No.
因为有一个小姊妹说， I'm not sure.
Young sister says I'm not quite sure.
Depends. 主来的时候我光景如何？
It depends on how I am when the Lord comes.
这个真理上大有错误。
And I tell you that she doesn't know the truth.
人家里的人债都已经免了。
In God's house, our debts are forgiven.
所以要做一个得救重生的人。
So that's why be an overcomer.
前半句讲免了我们的债，是要一个罪债得赦免重生的人。
The first half talk about forgive us our debts to be a new person.
后面一句说，如同我们免了人的债。
As we forgive our debtors.
就讲到怎么样，要有一个得救生命的表现。
That means that we have to show a testimony of someone who is saved.
我们不仅被赦免。
Not only we are forgiven.
得着主的生命。
Receive God's life.
我们还要在这生命里成长。
But also in this life we grow.
我们要活出主的生命。
To reveal God's
life. 我们要免了别人的债。
So that we can forgive others.
耶稣在十架上所说的第一句话是什么？
On the cross, what did Jesus say?
父啊。 赦免他们，
said, Father, forgive them.
因为他们所做的，他们不知道。
For they do not know what they.
弟兄姊妹，你不要觉得很难哈。
Brothers and sisters, don't think of this as too hard.
因为我们天然人是很难的。
Because I hear that in our natural life is impossible.
但是在主，在我们里面的主，他是能做到的。
But it is the Lord in us that can accomplish.
我们需要做的一件事就是要转向他。
The thing we need to do is to repent to Him.
跟主说，主，我赦免不了这个人。
And say to the Lord that I can forgive this person.
但是你能够。
But you can.
亲自来帮助我。
So you help me.
我的姐姐安安刚过世。
My sister Anan just passed away.
当她在医院里的时候。
When she was in the hospital.
有一天我去看她。
One day I was visiting her.
我去之前我一直祷告着。
Before I went to her, I was praying.
因为我知道安安很爱弟兄姊妹。
Because I knew that she truly loved our brother and sister.
她对人也很慷慨。
And she was a very great hospitality.
但是在她的心中。
But in her heart.
有一个人。
There's one person.
他一直过不去,
that she can't get by.
所以我就祷告神,
so I prayed to the Lord.
我说, 主, 让我有机会帮助他面对这件事。
So say, help me help this person to face this. So that when she comes to you, she will have nothing to worry about. So that I went to her that afternoon, we had a great time. And the Lord gave us some time to be alone. And then she said to me that I'm not afraid to go to the Lord.
So we talked about how to do.
So we started arranging that are her memorials.
我就说, 那安安, 如果安息聚会的时候, 这个某某某来的话, 可不可以?
And I said to her, Joanne, if this person showed up at your memorial service,
他很好玩, 他很好玩, 他说, 他可以来, 但是我不希望他唱歌, 也不希望他祷告。
And then she said that, yes, that person can come, but I don't want her to pray or sing. Because I don't want to hear the voice. And I said, you're not there.
我说,但是,
but I said, Joanne, at that time you're in the Lord's bosom.
主用他钉痕的手抱着你,
it is now the mark of the nail carrying you.
靠近他带着枪伤的肋旁,
to take you to the side that is wounded.
用爱围绕你,
surround you by His love.
然后呢, 你背上有一个担子,
so that now there is a bag behind you.
就是你不赦免某某人的担子,
is that if you cannot forgive this person,
我说,
and I said, then what would you say to the Lord at that time?
应该很有意思,
and then Joanne said,
她说对,
she said, yes, you're right.
好,
fine.
那我们来赦免那个人,
so let us together forgive this person.
我心想, 感谢主, 这还蛮容易,
I said, thank you, Lord, that's not too hard. So we pray.
他就说,主啊,
and she said, Lord,
我赦免某某某,
I forgive this person.
我赦免他对我做的这件事,
I forgive this, what he has done
那件事,
to me. What that person has done
或他对别人做的事,
to me. Or whatever he has done to whoever. Things that upset
讲了讲了,
突然,
me.
And all of a sudden,
突然他说,
all of a sudden she said,
他说,主啊,
she said, Lord,
赦免,
forgive me.
赦免我,
forgive me for not forgiving you.
她祷告的时候遇见了爱的主,
when she prayed, she met this Lord of love.
她突然看见不赦免人是一个罪,
all of a sudden, she realized that when you cannot forgive, it's a sin. You have sinned against the Lord who has forgiven
主啊,
you.
赦免我,
so she said, Lord, forgive me.
然后我们就开始为那个人祷告,
then we started praying for that person.
求主来帮助那个人,
let the Lord help that person.
我们看见那个人自己受了许多的伤,
we know that that person was hurt too.
那个伤让他伤害别人,
and it is because of that wound he started hurting.
就像一个野兽身上有伤痕的时候, 你不能靠近,
just like when an animal is wounded, don't
你碰他,
get close to it. If you get close to it, it will bite.
我们看到那个人浑身都是伤痕,
we see that person full of wounds.
我们开始为他医治祷告,
so we pray for that person.
为他蒙福祷告,
we pray for his saving.
为他祝福祷告,
we pray for his blessing.
我们祷告前的时候, 安安的手是很冰的,
before we prayed, Joanne's hand was cold.
等我们祷完告, 她全身都热乎乎的,
and after we prayed, she was warm.
她看起来非常的 relaxed.
She seemed relaxed.
为了这个我感谢神,
so for that, I thank the Lord.
所以弟兄姊妹,
brother and sisters,
免我们的债,
forgive our sins,
如同我们免了人的债,
as we forgive our debtors.
主已经赦免了,
the Lord has forgiven us,
还把能够赦免人的生命赐给我,
and also give us this new life that we can forgive.
我们能够赦免我们所不能赦免,
so that's why now we can forgive what we could not forgive.
我们能够爱我们所不能爱,
we can now love the one that we couldn't love, not what we can see,
是主能,
but it's the Lord.
他住在我们的里面,
because he now
lives in us.
All we need to do is to proclaim that we can't.
然后请他出来,
confess that we can't and let him do it.
Take over.
Let him take over.
让他从我们活出来,
so that he can reveal his life.
再来下一节说, 免我们, 不叫我们遇见试探,
and then it says, do not lead us into temptation.
救我们脱离凶恶,
deliver us from the evil one.
弟兄姊妹, 神的旨意是要把他自己在我们身上彰显。
Brothers and sisters, God's view is to reveal His life through us.
叫他的国降临。
So that His kingdom come.
旨意通行。
His will will be done.
叫我们日用的都没有缺乏。
So that all our needs are
fulfilled. 叫我们重生得救。
And we are resurrected.
叫我们生命成长像他。
And our life can grow like Him.
免了债也免别人的债。
To be forgiven and to forgive.
但在中间还有一个什么？
But then what else?
在地上的日子有征战。
But then in this world,
在伊甸园里有仇敌。
In the garden, there was a
snake. 那时候只是一条蛇。
At that time, it was a snake.
今天变成什么？
Today, what is it to you?
那条蛇已经成长了。
That snake has now grown.
是变成龙了。
It is now a dragon.
弟兄姊妹，所以征战是难免的。
So brothers and sisters, we have to fight.
但是不要害怕。
But don't be afraid.
因为我们的主已经得胜。
Because our Lord has overcome.
他说仇敌是我们的什么？
So what is now the enemy?
是什么？食物。
Says he is now a prey.
我要把它吃了。
We are now to eat it.
神留下仇敌，就让我们学习征战的事。
The Lord let the devil remain so that we can overcome.
认识主的得胜。
Recognize his victory.
这里说不叫我们遇见试探。
So do not lead us into temptation.
这个试探是把我们里面的一个欲一个恶溢出来。
This temptation is to lead us into our own desire.
所以为什么我们要真的从一天开始就来亲近主？
So that's why we have to start the day coming to the Lord to be close to the Lord.
求主救不叫我们遇见那个让我们失败跌倒的那个试探。
So that we do not walk into temptation.
试探是把我们里面那个恶那个己引出来。
The temptation is to take us into our desire, our sin.
那个凶恶是从外面来的。
The temptation from outside.
从外面来的恶。
A sinful nature.
从外面来攻击我们。
Attacks from
我们求主救我们脱离。
So we ask the Lord to lead us.
不叫我们遇见试探。
So that we will not fall into temptation.
那个老我叫我们容易绊倒犯罪的那个事情。
So that the old self will not come out.
而外面不叫我们遇见凶恶，脱离仇敌的攻击。
Deliver us from the evil one.
我不晓得弟兄姊妹知道，比如说这些日子。
I don't know, brothers and sisters, in the recent days.
每一年哈，史弟兄、梁弟兄都要到台湾、中国去服事。
Every year, Brother Z and Brother Timothy, they always go to China.
叫我们弟兄们出去服事，常常是要受到仇敌的攻击。
That when our brothers go out to missionary trip, they are always being attacked.
仇敌不会让他们服事的日子容易的。
Because the enemy won't make their days easy.
以今年为例。
Just this year.
我们都知道，梁弟兄是星期天晚上飞的。
We knew that Brother Timothy flew out Sunday night.
飞到十几个小时到了上海。
After 14 hours, got to Shanghai.
因为台风的关系。
Because of the typhoon.
所以班机都延误。
All the flights were delayed.
所以他清晨六点到了。
So he arrived at 6 a.m.
一直在机场等。
He was waiting at the airport.
到晚上十一点登机。
To 11 p.m.
上了飞机之后，
and after he
他给我上飞机之前，他写了 email 给我说，现在登机了，大概半夜两点可以到。感谢主。
Before he board, he wrote to me and said we were supposed to arrive the next day at 2 a.m.
那上了飞机之后，
and after he got on plane,
机长说，
then the captain said,
对不起，十一点以后上海跑道剩下一个。
He said, I'm sorry, after 11 o'clock there's only one.
所以我们很多飞机都在排队。
One way to get out, one runway.
请大家忍耐。
So we have to wait.
然后所以在机上又坐了一个半小时。
So that he was on the plane for another 1.5 hours.
然后就起飞，飞到福州去。
And then they took off, went to 福州。
快到福州了。
Just before they arrived.
对不起。
And the captain said sorry.
气候不好。
That bad weather.
不能下降。
Can't land.
所以又飞回上海。
They went back to Shanghai.
然后到了上海。
Well, after they got back to Shanghai.
我们气候改好了。
Weather got better.
可以飞福州了。
They fly again.
转身又飞回去了。
So they turn around, flew back.
所以等他到达福州，下到飞机的时候，四点，清晨四点。
So when we got off, it's actually 4 a.m. now.
所以从离开洛杉矶到达福州三四，我都搞不清多少小时。
So from Los Angeles to
很多小时，四十
，more than 40 hours.
那你想，在那里接机的弟兄们也蛮辛苦。
So think about it. It must have been difficult.
感谢主接到了。
But finally he got there.
聚会是 supposed 那天早上就要开始。
That meeting started.
但是感谢主，因为史弟兄的飞机没到。
But then, thank the Lord, because Brother Z couldn't make it.
所以我们弟兄就休息了一天，第二天开始。
So the Brother Timothy had a day to rest until Brother Z got there.
在然后一天五堂聚会。
And each day five lessons.
在未来的三礼拜，他们有十五天的 聚会。
And if there's coming a 15 days.
每一天是三到五堂聚会，不定。
Every day 3 to 5 meetings.
所以我们发出代祷给我们在Pomona弟兄姊妹代祷的要求说，请为我们服侍的弟兄们祷告。
So in a prayer request at the Church of Pomona, we ask that we'll pray for them.
我也请Wendy发给西区的弟兄姊妹为服侍的史弟兄跟加深弟兄祷告。
And Wendy also sent an email to our church to pray for brothers.
祷告不是说让他们要有精神体力，这个很重要。
To pray not only to give them strength.
求主把话语仍然赐给他们。
But it is ask the Lord to give them His word. 能
够服侍神的百姓。
So that He can give out His word.
并且叫他们服侍的时候有喜乐。
So that when they serve, they
will rejoice. 有工作的果效随着他们。
And the fruit will be born.
愿主的国降临。
So that His kingdom come.
愿主的行在那里的弟兄姊妹当中，如同行在天上。
And His will will be done.
所以弟兄姊妹，我讲这么多，不是说梁弟兄很苦。
Brothers and sisters, I'm not telling you how much pain.
他说感谢主，我精神体力都还不错。
But he said, thank the Lord that I'm okay.
我们的了解说，我们请求代祷的时候，这个征战常常是很大。
But let us understand that when we prayed, we are fighting.
一个聚会讲员不到怎么聚？
If when you go to a meeting, if the speaker is not there, what is the meeting?
羊怎么几大牧人羊就分散
？So if the shepherd is gone, then the flock.
所以仇敌要攻击一个聚会，就是叫讲员到不了。
So when the devil wants to attack,
或者叫讲员生病。
Or maybe ask the speaker to be sick.
过去好两年，史弟兄到了，或者还没起飞，到了机场，或者降落之后，身体不适都不能够服侍。
The past few years, Brother C was ill.
梁弟兄常常一个人全程服侍。
And Brother Timothy had to do the whole thing by himself.
他的故事很多的。
many stories in between.
有一次最后一周，他是坐了夜车到了东北，因为史弟兄不能够服侍。
One time, Brother Timothy arrived to 东北 by himself because Brother C couldn't make it no more.
他一天讲了五堂，讲了五天。
Each day he has to give 5 meetings.
他回来的时候，声音都没有了。
5 sermons, and he came back, he lost his voice completely.
他参加礼拜三的祷告聚会。
And when he came to prayer group meeting on Wednesday night.
在晚上开车回家的路上，他觉得眼睛怪怪的。
And on his way home, he thought that his eyes was not
right. 他就把右眼盖住，他一面开，对，不要做动作。
He was driving, but doing, he covered his right eye.
膝盖怎么样？发现什么都看不见。
And he realized that he can't see anything.
因为原来他的左眼出血。
Because his left eye was
bleeding.
There was a vessel.
所以左眼的视力整个模糊掉了。
So his left eye was functionless.
所以他就觉得怪怪的。
And he thought it was.
他就随便一盖盖了右眼，说两只眼睛都看不见。
So when he covered his right eye, he couldn't see at all.
在黑黑的那个公路上开车。
On the dark freeway, he was driving.
但是呢，我不晓得。是为什么会发生
？I don't know why it happened.
为什么主允许
？Why the Lord would let that happen?
但是主知道，主也负责。
But the Lord knew and He will take responsibility.
我们那边弟兄的感觉是说，服侍太重了，回来人在那里压力太大了，所以造成的。
And our brother thought that it was because the burden is too heavy. He was stressed out.
弟兄，我们的弟兄是神的仆人。
But our brother Timothy is a servant of God.
神的主权最重要。
It is God who takes sovereignty.
所以他从来也没有抱怨。
So Timothy never complained.
感谢主。
Thanks to the Lord.
但是我分享这个的时候，让我们知道去前线征战的弟兄需要我们何等的代祷。
But I'm sharing this with you so that you understand it is hard, and we have to pray for the people that are fighting the battle.
快要九十岁了。
Brother is almost 90 years old.
亲爱的老弟兄，还是一样服侍忠心到底。
And our dear brother is still loyal to serve the Lord.
弟兄姊妹，我们需要在祷告中纪念我们弟兄姊妹。
So brothers and sisters, keep these brothers
in prayer. 我们的个人。
Pray for yourself,
我们的家庭
our family,
我们的工作
our work,
我们的学校
our school,
我们的教会中的弟兄姊妹
and brother, and sister,
要教主的旨意成就
so that his will will be done.
叫我们不遇见试探
so that we will not be led into temptation.
叫我们脱离凶恶
deliver us from the evil one.
因为国度权柄荣耀都是他的
for yours is the kingdom and power
直到永远
forever.
Amen. 所以我们祷告的时候有把握因为国度是他的权柄是他的，荣耀是他的，直到永永远远。所以我们祷告说有信心。
So when we prayed, we have assurance because it is His kingdom, His power, and His glory forever.
我们是他的儿女。
We are His children.
我们祷告在天上的父。
We pray to our Father in heaven.
叫他的国度降临。
So that His kingdom.
叫他的旨意成全。
His will will be done.
叫人都尊他的名为。
So that all everyone hallows.
叫我们的生活没有缺乏。
So that our day is fulfilled.
叫我们的生命得救。
So that we are saved.
让我们生命成长像他
When we grow our life like
叫我们征战得胜
so that we will win our battle.
因为国度权柄荣耀都是他的直到永远
It is His kingdom, His power and His glory forever
Amen
Amen
Amen 吗弟兄姊妹们
Is it Amen
Amen 好感谢主 我想我早上的交通就停在这里。我觉得这个时候我们花个几分钟的时间，我想请你弟兄姊妹，我们要吃了要运动，我们要学习，我请你跟你这一排的弟兄姊妹，你左右的两三个人就好，你问候他，然后你们彼此把他带着，问候彼此有什么需要，然后为着他们祷告，也请你们祷告中纪念一件事，就是还在中国服侍的史弟兄和梁弟兄，好不好？彼此，我们彼此问候，有什么事可以彼此带着。我们的原则就是愿主被尊为圣，愿主的国降临在我们现在的环境里，愿主的子民同行，好不好？